Oh, the whiteout Mo Bamba game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, delay a game. The quarterback bleeped himself. Yeah, going to need a timeout.
This sucked. This was really bad.
That was beyond loud.
It's intimidating, man.
Now, is the whiteout this year a night game, or are they putting that stupid big noon garbage? They're going to waste our time with the whiteout at noon this year.
I don't know.
Another thing you ruined.
Probably need to ask Brian Chapman that question.
I'd rather not. All right, so listen, let's get some of the ticket texts. And a side note, has Sal Palantonio aged a day in the last 30 years?
No.
I'm serious.
Well, no, he aged a little bit, and then he just hit the pause button and said, that's it.
It's unbelievable. I just saw him up on the TV. He looks the same way he looked in 1998. I'm like, what the hell is going on with this guy?
He's in a Jerry DiNardo plan.
How is he employed? All right, we'll just keep it moving. David, go ahead.
Tommy McComb is asking, does the Corso headgear pick on game day count as a tradition?
It absolutely counts.
Yeah, I used to like that.
I know. Now it's just gotten sad. But
especially when he forgot he was on TV that one time.
I believe they were at Houston, and he threw the cougar head and said, F it, I think. Right. We got to double check on that.
Oh, that was great.
Herb Street just losing it.
Like he just, Grandpa just said this. Oh, boy. He went Wedding Crashers Grandma.
He did.
Go ahead, Devin.
Eleanor Roosevelt. When Michigan State runs the jet sweep play, tradition. That's from Jason.
Short side jet sweep, Dave Warner.
Got to do the whole thing. Short side jet sweep.
The Iowa Children's Hospital wave. That is from Jim.
All right. Now, here's my question. You know, at what point do the kids file a grievance against the team? Like, we want touchdowns, guys. We appreciate the support, but we're not feeling well, and you guys don't score. Like, at what? You know what? Honestly, they should close the blinds. If you have no points, don't wave to us.
So Mike hates sick kids.
No, okay. I don't. I'm saying the kids deserve better. What are you going to hand the kids? I root for the punter t-shirts?
Yeah. Great defense t-shirts.
Yeah,
we're
great.
We're tight in you.
Yeah, great. You guys haven't crossed midfield. Turn around and go wave to yourselves. Leave me alone.
The 12th man at A&M and the UGA dog.
Okay, I love Uga. Love. The 12th man thing, I got to tell you something. I would not want to be in that third deck. The highest one at Kyle Field, that looks a little much now.
That's kind of like the Penn State press box.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They still haven't finished building that thing.
I believe we're on UGA 11 now, by the way. Well, UGA 11.
The problem is English Bulldogs, major medical. They don't live long. That's a tough mascot if it's not stuffed.
That's why he's got the AC crate on the sideline. Yeah. He's living luxury, man.
Correct. David, go ahead.
Yeah, someone says, what you said before the break has me driving off the road laughing.
What?
Oh. Something was tough, you know.
The Game of Thrones reset?
You know.
Shame. Ding, ding.
Tuck coming.
That's not, okay.
Hey, there's t-shirts that say that.
True. Just read now.
James Earl Jones video before the start of a Michigan game. Incredible college football tradition.
I'll trust you on that.
Chris in Farmington Hills says the Nebraska tunnel walk is up there for me.
Look, rightfully so, Nebraska gets slandered. But there is something magical about these places where they don't have a pro team. Where the college is the team. Mm-hmm. And Nebraska's tradition is rich. I know we mock the black shirts now. But, like, yes, their tunnel walk, if you pull that up on YouTube, awesome.
See, for me, for Nebraska, I know, they didn't score a lot, but the releasing the balloons after the first touchdown. And then the entire stadium releases the red balloons into the air. For a couple of years, they were holding on to those balloons for a long time.
And they got to get rid of Herbie Husker inflatable
second
edition.
Quarter, and I still have a balloon in my hand.
You know, it just popped the damn thing. Yeah, Herbie Husker is creepy.
They got to get rid of that. The inflatable Husker, it's got to stop. That's nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
Absolute horror film. Let's go to Jimmy, 97.1. Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, man.
Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you guys again. If poisoning the trees on Toomer's Corner is taken off the board, I'm going to go with another Alabama tradition, and that is Dixieland Delight.
Yes. Did you see it last year in the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, just the video, but it's
it was awesome.
It's just awesome. The whole stadium singing it. Yep. It's awesome.
I love it. I love every – listen, that is where – and I know Big Ten fans, Jimmy, they don't want to hear it. It is different down there. In the couple SEC stadiums I've been in, it is – it's just – I don't know. It's more important than church to those people. And you just feel it. And like the Alabama stuff –
But see, maybe we shouldn't have mocked David then because he took Mr. Brightside, the Michigan song that they sing.
That doesn't hold a candle.
Don't you dare compare Mr. Brightside to anything in the SEC.
Now, Jimmy's right. Fire up a little Dixieland Delight next break. There's all kind. All that's all available. Now, Jimmy, I love it too. Is like at Alabama and some of these other schools, even the college kids are dressed up to go to the game.
Yes.
They look like they're ready to go to church.
Like Ole Miss. Oxford shirt,
yep,
khakis, and Sperry's, like they're going to Sunday school.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just different. I love it down there. But Dixieland Delight, yes. I don't care. I will not tolerate Alabama slander. You want to knock the dental care, that's one thing. Don't knock the football program.
Roll Tide.
You think your man DeBoer is going to work? Uh-oh. That was a deep sigh.
No, oh boy. No, because replacing a legend is the worst job to have.
Keep talking. Keep saying those things in my ears.
Replacing Nick Saban.
Be careful. Kenny's going to be at completion here shortly.
No, you know what could happen?
Mel Tucker myself. No.
Whisper in his ear and tell him Saban's gone.
You know what? Kenny, he could end up being the Ryan Day where, you win a lot of games. But that's not good enough for us.
Hey, put it on the board. If Ryan Day loses to Michigan for a fourth straight year and they don't win the national title, does he lose his job?
Oh, yes.
That's a yes from you?
I think so, yeah. There's massive pressure.
I was about to say, we discussed that on the five-star zone. Yes. Fired. Gone.
David?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I was getting Dixieland together. Sorry.
You would have had.
I got you. My bad.
An entire class that came through Ohio State that never beat Michigan.
You can't be employed.
And that's why I said he's gone.
Let's go to Patrick, 97.1. What's up, Pat?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Patrick, floor is yours.
I would like to say that, Mike, you are absolutely right. There is no stadium like Death Valley LSU.
No.
You come through, you see Mike, he's walking back and forth in his enclosure. You get in the stands from the first down cheer to the touchdown cheer.
Yeah.
It's a great experience.
I've never been anywhere else like it. I've been to a lot of stadiums.
And Mike,
a lot of good ones.
I'm going to tell you this, Mike. I'm going to tell you this. A couple weeks ago, you guys talked about the top stadiums to see, and Death Valley was number one. I got into it with a Michigan fan. Oh, well, we hold 100,000, and I don't hate Michigan. But I say, you know what? Death Valley, we hold 107, and we got a Tiger. So can't beat that.
A Tiger. And it's not slander. It's just a totally different decibel level. It's a totally different passion quotient. And honestly, the way they tailgate, the way the campus is designed, everything is about football. Everything.
Yes.
It's different.
It is. And it is. I've been to Florida State, seen the Chop. The Chop was amazing. It was amazing. But it's nothing like the tailgating and everything that goes on at Death Valley.
Yeah. You got it, Patrick.
Appreciate your time, gentlemen.
My conundrum this year is like you run out of time. The game I want to go to is Ole Miss at LSU, but it's October 12th. Like, you are smack dab.
You got to go to a wedding that day?
No, hell no. No. I'll open myself up to being made fun of. So I've always gone to Keeneland in the spring. Mm-hmm. I've never gone during the fall meet when it's gorgeous. Like, the foliage and, like, the track is surrounded by trees in Lexington. And what you can do is you go to Keeneland by day. And Kentucky usually plays their night games in October, and you can go to Kroger Field at night, like a cool experience. And Lexington's a real cool town. Well, then the Breeders' Cup is November 1st. Dude, I'm an adult. I have a job and responsibility. So you got these three things all in like a 5-week span. I can't do it.
You can.
No.
Now, why Keeneland and not Churchill Downs?
Keeneland's a real racetrack, and Churchill Downs is just a business. Okay. It's different. It's like Keeneland and Saratoga are one and the same.
Okay. We know how you feel about that.
It's just true. But like, and also, Churchill, if you're not going Oaks Day or Derby Day, it's empty. The place is bar. It's like the, it's 10 times bigger than it needs to be for every other event except the Kentucky Derby.
So you're going to do Keeneland and the double dip?
I'm thinking about it. They play Auburn. Could do Kentucky Auburn at night, and you could do Keeneland by day.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to do that next year.
What do you mean?
I'll take these college football trips.
You just go.
I got to be back here on Sunday.
Oh, what, the Lions thing? The
Lions
just
pregame.
Fake your own death.
Lions pregame show with me and Jim Costa.
Jim will be fine. He's an egomaniac. He wants to talk. You can just come on. Would you go to LSU?
Yeah.
You would go. I know you won't go to Ole Miss. You've already made that clear. Would you go to LSU?
I'd go to LSU.
Because you've got people in Louisiana. Yeah. I could set it up. Tailgate included.
Got to be here.
All right, I'll just make a phone
call.
Last
time I pulled a caper like that, you know, I had to travel with no bags.
Okay. All right. Oh, the UW trip right. From 22.
Right. That's what this song is.
Yeah, okay. Dixieland Delight.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So if you're going, what in the H-E-double-L hell are these two bleep holes doing? Let me explain. I often say Rico has wrecked college football. I know many of you believe the same. Rico and his deep ties to the networks. Well, in honor of week zero approaching, we have tried to start ramping up some positive college football discussion. One of them is, what are the things we still love about this game that Rico hasn't wrecked? And we created a list, David and I and Kenny, and it was just this idea of, look, whether it's pregame entrances, songs, traditions, generally things that are just quintessentially college football that we still love amidst a shifting landscape where so many people like myself feel very disenfranchised from the sport, and we have done a draft. Now, you guys have played a huge role in this. You're giving your suggestions and grading what we've picked. I will reset our draft board. We're going to continue our draft. I'm not done drafting. I have plenty of selections
left. My pick. It's on me, right?
It will be, yes. Okay. And you will lead off the 5 o'clock hour. But people are calling in. They've got their suggestions. We've got the ticket texts. If you wanted the Javi Baez discussion, Odyssey.com Rewind. I've just told you, we've made a pact as a radio show. We're not doing backup QB radio. There's no point to it. You drafted Hendon Hooker in the third round. If he ain't your backup, you may as well cut his ass. Or he is your backup and there's nothing to talk about. I can't figure out what the other shows are doing. They're just going backup quarterback crazy, and I'm sorry, I'm not interested. If Jared Goff gets hurt, you're effed. There's your show. 248. So let's just keep it rolling. David, ticket text first, then we get back to the people in our Things Rico Hasn't Destroyed College Football Draft.
Yeah, Rico can vouch for this one. Says, Washington on the lake, Rocky Top on the water, 12th man, been on the third deck. Washington, you said, was really nice. Amazing.
Yeah, it is. Nice.
That was Rico's no baggage day trip. He had no carry-on, no luggage.
It is nice.
Next one here says, Tennessee QBs leading the band. Love that tradition.
Oh, like the famous one was when Manning did it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Tennessee is a place I want to get to. And their district is going to be done before ours.
David, another thing about Washington that I do like when they win is when they all start singing Purple Rain.
That is a great tradition. Yeah. That is a really good tradition.
Because we're keeping it positive, I will not slander Prince's good name.
We just did.
I will keep it positive.
Dixieland Delight.
That's tremendous.
Here's another one here. The Biff Pogey t-shirt tradition in Charlotte.
Yes. He wears a cutoff t-shirt. That's what his sideline apparel is.
You know what?
I love it.
Because he doesn't happen every week, though, can you include just a Mike Gundy presser? Where you know he's going to say something stupid at some point this season.
You could just say Mike Gundy. Oh. Yeah, okay. No, I'm saying he's a treasure. Look what he said yesterday and he gave us content. His stupid haircut. We'll always remember, I'm a man, I'm 40. Right.
Come after me.
Well, on that note, someone's asking if we can start a new tradition. Can we do the Deshaun Foster press conference tradition every year for Big Ten Media Day?
The vapor. Actually, we should replace Gator's rant with that.
The vapor lock.
Coach, we're in L.A. and Coach, things.
We're right there with USC.
Great to be here. Questions?
You like the beach, don't you?
From Harv, he says, knocking down the wall at EMU, right near since
you stop it right now. Just no.
He put it on there. He loves it.
The first time was not successful.
I'll just leave it at that.
Correct. A slippery rock score shown during Michigan games. That has to be Davis Pick. That's a Wink in Royal Oak.
I never understood that ever. But they do.
Yep, every game.
Yeah, they tell you the slippery rock score, and they like fans love it. I'm like,
isn't that their first game, the team they played first or some crap like that?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Back when you were...
Not the Salvation Army?
Or YMCA.
School for the Blind.
No, they're 4-0 against the School for the Deaf.
Ah, I knew it was, yeah, okay. School for the Deaf.
Different.
Well, you didn't have to steal plays from the School for the Blind.
Okay, we'll just leave it alone. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. We'll go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen, call me Rico. How are you guys doing?
Say hello to Sputnik for me. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Scumbag Kev, by the way. Hey, Mike, I was so proud of you for drafting Tennessee. You know, even though we do cheat and give out money in McDonald's bags, we don't cheat on tradition. No. If you can ever get down to the T in Rocky Top, it's awesome. That's 100,000 people just screaming chaotically.
I love it. I love the idea. You've got the river and you can do the sailgating thing. And then I did see the renderings of this district you're building. And I'm like, that's appointment viewing. You got to get there.
And you know what's good about it? And I'm I retired from the military last year. That's why I called you a commie, Rico. But if you look at the strategy of it, after about the sixth time, if you're in Rocky Top, if you're an opponent, wouldn't you get annoyed?
Yes. 100%.
It would just make you so angry.
Yes, that is the whole point. It's terrible.
Now, let me ask this question, Kevin.
And Kevin, for the record, I appreciate what the military does, except make us watch that game every year.
Dude, Rico, listen, I agree with you. Those aren't elite 1 D1 athletes, but they're there to serve their country for 4 years. I'm just giving you crap.
I know. Here's the key, though. Kev, is Ilyamaleva or whatever his name is, this really expensive quarterback, is Nico going to be the guy? Is he going to put you back on the map here?
My fingers are crossed. He's got all the intangibles. We'll see.
I'm excited for it because if he's good under Josh Heupel's tutelage, Tennessee goes to a whole different dimension. They could be a real pain in the ass. I can't wait to watch it.
And that's why I wanted to give the morning show a call this morning, but I was busy. But, everybody hates on Hendo because we run a one-read offense. But listen, man, Hooker's not bad.
No, I don't hate on him. It's just, Kevin, my perspective on it is simple. This is a Super Bowl caliber team. I'm not wasting third-round picks on guys who need to be in rehab for their knee or who are 30.
Third-round picks should be on the field. If you're not starting, you should be heavily in a rotation.
Right, and what I'm not going to do is do backup quarterback radio. Hendon Hooker's backup. And if Hendon Hooker has to play, you're screwed. Why? Because he's not Jared Goff. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's like none of these backups. We did that yesterday where I go, here, what of this wet garbage do you want?
Jake Haner.
All right, like that's going to save the season.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, please.
Drew Lock.
Let's go to Dave, 97.1. Dave, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
The red bandana game at Boston College. I don't know if you heard of it before, but
yes.
The Spartans are actually playing in it this year.
Oh, no. That's the red bandana game?
Yes.
Oh, we're dead, Rico. That's a loss. This is they honored a kid. He was the lacrosse player from BC, and he died in the towers. Wells, he was saving
Wells Crowther.
Yes. And they wear the bandana stripe because that's what he always wore. And he had a bandana on his face. And he went back into the building like 5 times to save people and beat.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, God.
I didn't know the background story of it, but I've heard of the red bandana game.
Yeah. And you're not messing with me. That's the day you play state.
That's correct. Well, not me. My son went there. I sent my son there. But yes, that's the day they play state.
Wow. We're in big trouble. All right, well, thank you for that, Dave. You've just ruined my afternoon. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, David.
2-10.
And if you want to see the full story, it's heartbreaking. It's awful. But, like, if you're into history, I'm sure. They did an E60 on it.
I think Tom Rinaldi did one of those segments.
If it involves crying, Tom Rinaldi did it.
Yeah. Thank you. I thought I was the only one. It's like, dude,
it's all he specializes in. Hey, anybody got cancer? Tom Rinaldi here. Like, that's all he does is the saddest stuff.
And he went to go take the trash out and never came back. Right. Like, what?
Is he roommates with Van Jones?
More on that tonight.
Never seen a man cry so much. They got my order wrong at McDonald's.
Dave, you need to get this guy out of here.
I couldn't tie my shoes. My knee was hurting.
And then the Amazon person left it on the wrong porch. You
know what? I'm just...
Oh, my gosh.
If you are just joining, I hope you're ready to have a good time. We are not wasting time on backup quarterbacks or bitching about Javi Baez anymore. We are celebrating. We are mere hours, days from college football. And look, I spend a lot of my time crying like a bitch because the sport I love has been irreparably broken by the man to my left. However, there are plenty of things we all still love about this sport. So what we've decided to do today, and we're going to continue in the 5 o'clock, and with your guys' help on the phone lines and ticket text, is we are having the kickoff to college football, things Rico hasn't effed up about our game draft. And these are what we are loosely defining as college football traditions. Could be stadium entrances, fight songs, wacky quintessential college things, mascots, you name it. So here's what I'm going to do. This is where we sit right now in the draft. And if you think we forgot something, call up. If you agree or disagree with the selection, call up. And bottom line is, what is your singular favorite thing about college football? So we'll start in the order we drafted. Kenny led off because he roots for the best team. David's a fake Wolverine, so it disqualifies.
I thought David roots for the best team.
I'm just trying to tell you what the listeners had to say. Mm-hmm. Kenny's selections are as follows. Virginia Tech, Enter Sandman, Lane Stadium.
Solid.
LSU, neck. If you know, you know.
You know what? Yeah, it's one of those that I had no idea until you said, you know what, let's play this. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to have that in the 5 o'clock. We may want to just open with that. Georgia between the hedges, Sanford Stadium. Notre Dame touchdown, Jesus. And then Kenny tapped into his hillbilly DNA, West Virginia, country roads postgame. It went over to Hatchet. What?
I don't know why I find that funny. Go ahead.
Because it's true. All right. Hatchet selected. Mr. Brightside, end of the third quarter.
Solid.
Florida State, Chief Osceola.
It is not solid. That was solid. Florida State.
Yes, Chief Osceola.
You basically wasted your first round selection.
He did. Horns down. USC, Traveler, the horse and sword and the whole bit. And then Toomer's Corner, TPing the trees, the whole bit. Alabama, Auburn. Evan selected, spite watching your rival. A classic in college football. Clemson from the buses to Howard's Rock to the Hill. Ralphie the Buffalo. Script Ohio. And all uniform reveals.
Yeah.
It's underrated. That is a big thing. College football irreverent to uniforms. I selected the Grove at Ole Miss. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Mike the Tiger at LSU. USC Song Girls. And the venerable Cockaboose Railroad at South Carolina. You got, if you don't know, you got to look. It's insane. And I wish we could do it at State.
You know what?
Incredible.
See, I would figure Kenny would have all of these SEC things, but.
Kenny's diverse. He's a big college football
fan. But
you
know, you're more diverse.
Yeah. I'm a wacko.
I'm just stuck in the Big Ten.
Well, no, yours are definitely more Midwestern sensibilities, but they're power selections. Who the hell could knock these? Notre Dame's play like a champion sign? Yes. Wisconsin jump around? Yes. Penn State's Mo Bamba whiteout? Yeah. FSU's war cry? Tomahawk chop, whatever you want to call it? Yeah. Yes. And then maybe the funniest moment of the show is when we talked about what I want to do to the Spartan walk.
Yeah.
These are all credible selections, but we're not done yet. We will resume the draft.
But wait.
There's more.
There's more.
I want to throw out the phone number, 248-539-9797. Who's having the best draft, the worst draft? Your personal thing you're excited to see about college football this fall. And it could be anything. And some of these, you're going to get them week one, and it's going to make sense, and it's going to be like, wow, thank God this is back. Some of these you probably got to wait for. You know, the whiteout at Penn State, you got to wait for it. You know, if you're going to get LSU at night for neck, you're going to have to wait for it.
And here's the thing. This is where, yes, you can. The whiteout at noon is not the whiteout. The whiteout at 8 p.m., correct. That's the whiteout.
What's the whiteout this year for Penn State? And did you ruin it? This would be a Rico Beard, Big Fox, forcibly trying to make noon a thing.
I don't know if they're still in love with Michigan or not. So let me check it.
You check. I want to know what the whiteout game is. If that's not a night game, we have to take it over the list. Because I'm with Rico. That is just, that's like saying the Georgia light show is sweet at noon. Yeah. No, it's not.
When's the Ohio State game?
All right. David, any ticket text you'd like to share? And then we will get to business here, top of the hour, and continue the draft. And
when
the general conversation about the things. Oh, by the way, we found something Rico hates about college football. Army, Navy, our military. Nice guy.
What I have is the whiteout date for Penn State, and that is November 9th.
Not the 2nd against Ohio State?
It says November 9th against Washington, but it also says in parentheses, time and network to be determined. So this could be still a noon whiteout. That's not the same.
That's another thing Rico ruined.
Yeah, because I guess I would figure it would be the Ohio State game.
Correct.
On the 2nd, because that's the only time they ever beat Ohio State.
And a lot of these, if you're not familiar with some of these, because look, let's face it, not everyone's a college football diehard. And also, some of these are a little off-brand, like the Cockaboose Railroad. Go look. YouTube's an amazing resource. All I know is I want a train car that's a tailgating den outside of the stadium. And it's got your name on it. That's badass.
That's crazy is what that
is. Dude, it's awesome because they decommissioned all these railroad cars like 25 years ago, 35 years ago. And
tricked them out?
Yeah, they basically bought them for 10 grand a piece. And then the school sold them and permanently parked them kind of in an arch outside their stadium. And all the, like some of these have been in families, like South Carolina Gamecock fan families for like 30 years. One dude spent $250,000 on his.
And I was about to say, can you renovate them, paint them, or do something?
One dude's got a bathroom,
a kitchen. Oh, they're like RVs.
Yes.
You can do them however you want.
Okay, see, I didn't know if like they belong to the school and you just tailgate or.
Not are yours.
If, you know, if David and his family says, you know what, we're buying this and this is now ours and we'll do however we want.
If you got the checkbook, you get a cockaboose and you get a cockaboose.
You can pass it down to family.
Yeah. Oh, some of these have like dining rooms in them.
It's crazy, man.
It's chaos for a program like South Carolina.
The South just is.
It's different,
bro,
man.
When I heard about what a sorority houses go for, like $14 million house. Like, what?
It's a whole different world, man. We will continue the draft next. 97.1. If you are just joining, I hope you're ready to have a good time. We are not wasting time on backup quarterbacks or bitching about Javi Baez anymore. We are celebrating. We are mere hours, days from college football. And look, I spend a lot of my time crying like a bitch because the sport I love has been irreparably broken by the man to my left. However, there are plenty of things we all still love about this sport. So what we've decided to do today, and we're going to continue in the 5 o'clock, and with your guys' help on the phone lines and ticket text, is we are having the kickoff to college football, things Rico hasn't effed up about our game draft. And these are what we are loosely defining as college football traditions. Could be stadium entrances, fight songs, wacky quintessential college things, mascots, you name it. So here's what I'm going to do. This is where we sit right now in the draft. And if you think we forgot something, call up. If you agree or disagree with a selection, call up. And bottom line is, what is your singular favorite thing about college football? So we'll start in the order we drafted. Kenny led off because he roots for the best team. David's a fake Wolverine, so it disqualifies.
I thought David roots for the best team.
I'm just trying to tell you what the listeners had to say. Mm-hmm. Kenny's selections are as follows. Virginia Tech, Enter Sandman, Lane Stadium.
Solid.
LSU, neck. If you know, you know.
You know what? Yeah, it's one of those that I had no idea until you said, you know what, let's play this. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to have that in the 5 o'clock. We may want to just open with that. Georgia between the hedges, Sanford Stadium. Notre Dame touchdown, Jesus. And then Kenny tapped into his hillbilly DNA, West Virginia, country roads postgame. It went over to Hatchet. What?
I don't know why I find that funny. Go ahead.
Because it's true. All right. Hatchet selected Mr. Brightside, end of the third quarter.
Solid.
Florida State, Chief Osceola.
It is not solid. That was solid. Florida State.
Yes, Chief Osceola.
You basically wasted your first round selection.
He did. Horns down. USC Traveler, the horse and sword and the whole bit. And then Toomer's Corner, TPing the trees, the whole bit, Alabama Auburn. Evan selected, spite watching your rival, a classic in college football, Clemson from the buses to Howard's Rock to the Hill, Ralphie the Buffalo, Script Ohio, and all uniform reveals.
Yeah.
It's underrated. That is a big thing. College football irreverent to uniforms. I selected the Grove at Ole Miss, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Mike the Tiger at LSU, USC Song Girls, and the venerable Cockaboose Railroad at South Carolina. If you don't know, you got to look. It's insane. And I wish we could do it at State.
Incredible. I would figure Kenny would have all of these SEC things, but
Kenny's diverse. He's a big college football fan.
You're more diverse.
Yeah. I'm a wacko.
I'm just stuck here's in the Rico. Big 10.
Well, no, yours are definitely more Midwestern sensibilities, but they're power selections. Who the hell could knock these? Notre Dame's play like a champion sign? Yes. Wisconsin jump around? Yes. Penn State's Mo Bamba whiteout? Yeah. FSU's war cry? Tomahawk chop, whatever you want to call it? Yeah. Yes. And then maybe the funniest moment of the show is when we talked about what I want to do to the Spartan walk.
Yeah.
These are all credible selections, but we're not done yet. We will resume the draft.
But wait.
There's more. I want to throw out the phone number, 248-539-9797. Who's having the best draft, the worst draft? Your personal thing you're excited to see about college football this fall. And it could be anything. And some of these, you're going to get them week one, and it's going to make sense, and it's going to be like, wow, thank God this is back. Some of these you probably got to wait for. You know, the whiteout at Penn State, you got to wait for it. You know, if you're going to get LSU at night for neck, you're going to have to wait for it.
And here's the thing. This is where, yes, you can. The whiteout at noon is not the whiteout. The whiteout at 8 p.m.,
correct.
That's the whiteout.
What's the whiteout this year for Penn State? And did you ruin it? This would be a Rico Beard, Big Fox, forcibly trying to make noon a thing.
I don't know if they're still in love with Michigan or not. So let me check it.
You check. I want to know what the whiteout game is. If that's not a night game, we have to take it over the list. Because I'm with Rico. That's like saying the Georgia light show is sweet at noon.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
When's the Ohio State game?
All right. David, any ticket text you'd like to share? And then we will get to business here, top of the hour, and continue the draft. And
what
the general conversation about the things. Oh, by the way, we found something Rico hates about college football. Army, Navy, our military. Nice guy.
What I have is the whiteout date for Penn State, and that is November 9th.
Not the 2nd against Ohio State?
It says November 9th against Washington, but it also says in parentheses, time and network to be determined. So this could be still a noon whiteout. That's not the same.
That's another thing Rico ruined.
Yeah, because I guess I would figure it would be the Ohio State game.
Correct.
On the 2nd, because that's the only time they ever beat Ohio State.
And here, a lot of these, if you're not familiar with some of these, because look, let's face it, not everyone's a college football diehard. And also, some of these are a little off-brand, like the Cockaboose Railroad. Go look. YouTube's an amazing resource. All I know is I want a train car that's a tailgating den outside of the stadium. And it's got your name on it. That's badass.
That's crazy is what that
is. Dude, it's awesome because they decommissioned all these railroad cars like 25 years ago, 35 years ago. And
tricked them out?
Yeah, they basically bought them for 10 grand a piece. And then the school sold them and permanently parked them kind of in an arch outside their stadium. And all the, like some of these have been in families, like South Carolina Gamecock fan families for like 30 years. One dude spent $250,000 on his.
And I was about to say, can you renovate them, paint them, or
this one dude's got
them?
A bathroom,
oh, they're
kitchen.
Like RVs.
Yes.
You can do them however
okay,
you
see,
want.
I didn't know if like they belong to the school and you just tailgate or...
Not are yours.
If, you know, if David and his family says, you know what, we're buying this, and this is now ours, and we'll do however
we
want.
If you got the checkbook, you get a cockaboose, and you get a cockaboose.
You can pass it down to family.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, some of these have, like, dining rooms in them.
It's crazy, man.
It's chaos for a program like South Carolina.
The South just is...
It's different, man.
When I heard about what a sorority houses go for, like $14 million house. Like, what?
It's a whole different world, man. We will continue the draft next, 97.1.